everybody. This is not going to be your regular Double L show. Today it's all about... That's right. Melita and I are in control. My special co-host this evening is Melita, joining us from Florida. We're going to play 20 questions here with Melita in a little bit, but I feel obligated. I guess I really need to do all the events and stuff first, and I'm sure Melita have her own. So upcoming, I guess the very first show here in Virginia is going to be January 25th through the 27th. It's going to be the Richmond Expo in Doswell. February 1st through 3rd, the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo in Hampton. Mark Davis is going to be there of Penn Big Water something. I can't read Mark's writing. Of course, you know, Kayak Kevin and Mark will be there. Then immediately followed after that is going to be the Boondoggle. I guess I should push a button now. Now, I have to do several things at the same time. Normally, we have Mark helping me out with this, but next, there's the button. Ready for the Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, and there you have it. And immediately following after that, it's going to be the Adventure Fishing World Championship in the Everglades. That's March 1st through 2nd. And Mark and I will also be traveling to that. And after that, the Kayak Bass Fishing Open. That's going to be somewhere in South Carolina. Again, can't read his writing. March 14th through 17th. Sorry, Chad Hoover. I'm sure you got the dates posted somewhere. But fishing reports, Mark, I didn't get one. So I'm sure there's fish out there. They're somewhere out there. I know it's locally speckled trout, speckled trout, speckled trout is all I've been seeing. Not much of anything else. With that, I guess, let's push another button. Hey, Melita, you still there?
I'm here.
Come on.
Hello, everybody.
Speak up. Don't be so bashful.
I am bashful. I'm shy.
No, come on. That's not the side that we've been seeing in the chat room.
I know. Well, I want to welcome everyone to the Tickle Me Tackle Show. Hope everybody brought the right equipment.
The interesting part is if they didn't bring the right equipment, we sure have the right equipment.
That's right. It's a girl show tonight.
That's right. Did you hear that? We are in charge. Mm-hmm, that's right. So, Melita, tell us a little bit about yourself. For all the people that are listening for the first time that, you know, don't know you from the chat room, what should we know about Melita?
Oh, I'm just a regular old girl. Probably ask yourself, what's this Florida girl doing in a Virginia chat room? My dad was career Navy, and he was stationed in Virginia, so I kind of feel like I spent the majority of my childhood in Virginia, at least all of one big five-year chunk. So my husband and I met up there, went to high school, graduated from Lake Taylor, go Titans, and lived right off of Little Creek Road and North Camellia Acres. So I'm just a transplant down here in Jacksonville. Once we transferred down here, I have not left. You know, I had enough of the moving thing.
Wow, so you're Mary, a bit of a Virginia girl.
I am. At least I was. I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was. That would date me.
Well, I know how old your daughter is.
Oh, My daughter's in the chat room.
We can do the math from there.
Say hi to Megan.
How did you get started in kayak fishing, Melita?
Well, my family did it. My husband was kayak fishing. My cousin was kayak fishing. My son was kayak fishing, and I would never get in a kayak. And I always thought, no, I'm too big. I'm going to fall over. I can't do it. I was scared. My husband and I grew up together practically, and so he was always fishing. And most of our dates in high school, we were fishing. But finally, one day, I was like, what the heck, I'll try it. And now I prefer kayak fishing over boat fishing. We have a boat, but we only took it out 3 times last year, where we're out 2 to 3 times a week in our kayak. So it's just great. I don't have to go where he wants to go. I can go by myself, or I can go with a group of people. I just love it.
What do you think gives you the advantage, kayak fishing over regular boat fishing?
Oh, the stealthiness, right? You can get where the boats can't go. I mean, we have a semi-flat boat, but I still can't get as shallow as my kayak can go and sneak up on the fish. Or it's just so quiet out there, just quiet and peaceful, whereas the boat, you have all the noise and the... You have to go where the captain wants to go, and I never seem to want to go where the captain wants to go, and I like being in charge of my own vessel.
Yeah, there's a picture.
It's totally selfish.
You know, you need one of these for the captain. That way, you know, he'll go wherever it is you want to go. So, of course, then the next question for all the How fans in the chat room and listening to us, how did you get started with How? What made you become interested in How?
I actually started with a different organization and became interested working with Wounded Warrior Project and volunteered over there, and had another person who wanted to start a chapter here in Jacksonville, and we actually traveled to Texas and met Jim Dolan and some folks from the board there. And within that same month, we were approved to have our chapter here in Jacksonville. And it's my new passion. I am just so passionate about Heroes on the Water. My husband will tell you I kind of live for it. So I work all day, and then I come home and I work all night on my house stuff. But there's no greater reward than getting out with the guys and just having a good time and seeing the smiles on their faces. We just had our last event this past Sunday. Took December off, and so everybody was anxious to get back on the water, and we had gorgeous weather. It was 81 degrees here, sunny. I got a sunburn. It was perfect weather, just getting out and hanging out with the guys again. So,
on an average outing, how many people do you end up having?
We average between 14 to 16 vets and family members, and around 22 volunteers per event.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So you can pretty much offer one-on-one.
Yeah, yes, we can. We have a lot of family members of our volunteers who will come out and help as our ground crew, and we try to keep it for our volunteers on the water, because we're kind of wide open spaces in most places that we go. Two volunteers per vet. But all our vets are, we're lucky that Wounded Warrior Project headquarters is here in Jacksonville. And so the vets that we get from Wounded Warrior Project are here for a year. So once they come, they keep coming month after month, and we get to build a real relationship with the guys, and after a few outings with us, they could probably start, you know, guiding themselves. We're lucky that they still tolerate us and let us hang out with them. But they're out going, buying their own kayaks now, and it's great to see how much joy they get out of it.
Yeah, we see that a lot up here, too. We have quite a few that, you know, end up buying their own kayaks. But you know what's really super rewarding is, and we just recently had a gentleman come up and probably, oh, I don't know, Mark and I have been at it now, helping with how 4 or 5 years, something along those lines. And one of the gentlemen, I think probably in the first year Mark and I were helping, just recently came up and shook my hand and said, thank you very much, how much how and the outings have helped him and his brother. Matter of fact, he ended up getting a kayak. His brother didn't. However, they very fondly remember those outings and how much it helped them. So it was awesome. That's probably the best part about the whole thing. It's a reward you get from after, and people actually come up and tell you thank you so much. And I've had it in different... You know,
dogs?
Yeah, they're playing. I'm kind of like, my daughter is sitting here, the 12-year-old who's supposed to be the other person helping me out here. Stop right, is that a dog? Well, actually, that's 3 dogs, and I guess I should be a little bit more of a master and apply one of these. Hey,
what?
Sorry.
Well, if they were my dogs, you wouldn't be able to hear anything. They sound like a bunch of little pigs.
Why? What kind of dogs?
I have an old English, an English bulldog, and a mutt who's half German Shepherd, half Australian Shepherd. So there's a lot of snorting going on.
Well,
and then there's my dogs too.
Well, I would like to give you something, Melita, and this is sort of kind of a re-gift. However, last year here in Virginia Beach, we had the boondoggle here. During that boondoggle, we raffled off a kayak fishing trip with Rich Jones, Everglades kayak fishing guide. Well, that person just recently gave me back that trip as a gift. I would like to pass that trip on to you that you can use as you see fit. If you want to use that to take somebody down there to go fishing with Rich, or if you want to use this as a raffle or a fundraiser for your house chapter. But I did talk to Rich Jones about this, and he was okay with me passing this particular trip on to your chapter. So I would like to give you that.
Well, thank you so much. That's so thoughtful of you. I didn't know you were going to give me something. I didn't even bake you cupcakes.
And it's talking about cupcakes. That's bad. I just sent my boss this recipe. It's like real low in calories. And I'm trying to sucker her into making them so I don't have to make them, but it'll be pineapple. It's like, oh, yeah. Jean just said y'all have a blast with Rich. Yeah. And Rich is also on the Native. He's a Native endorsed guy. I'm really looking forward to meeting all those people coming down to Florida.
It's going to be the best time. I'm so looking forward to the boondoggle.
We're coming to the boondoggle, and Mark and I are doing the Adventure Fishing World Championship, too.
That's a scary competition for me. I mean, the chance to get lost in the Everglades... you'd never find me.
Well, but every now and then you got to go out of your own comfort zone. I mean, some of the greatest people in kayak fishing are going to be there. I look at it this way. Regardless of what happens, is you've been there, you've been part of it, and if for nothing else, you've been part of the first. You know, this is the inaugural run, and I hope, as with everything else, you know, that this will grow and people will get interested. And it's a team effort. You're doing this with a partner. So, of course, my partner is going to be Mark. We don't know those waters down there. We probably just going to have to follow somebody down there, Gator Dave or...
Oh,
you know, somebody, anybody who knows those waters. I don't know. But I'm
Dave really, says watch out for killer snakes.
Isn't there something? Where is that? Where is that going on right now with all them snakes?
Is Lord, I don't know.
Is that near you, Melita?
I don't think so. I haven't heard, we have two great whites off the coast. We don't need any snakes.
No, there's something going on in Florida where the python hunt, where the state of Florida just gave like 30-day permit.
Oh yeah, that's the Everglades.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Well, you know where you're going to be fishing.
Really? Well,
you saw the movie Anaconda, right?
How bad can that be in February, March, for God's sake? It's not all that warm there, right? Python's
It was 81 Sunday.
Really?
Girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, we're kind
you
of
better
like...
bring your FUD because there'll be no drop in the pants.
The FDA representative, we're coming down there with the whole horde. Let's push the boondoggle one more time. Ooh, I got another one.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up, come find out, February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Me, I'm coming with my husband because he's my designated driver, and I think one of my leadership team friends is coming. Kevin, I think he's going to stay. We're bringing our camper, so I think he's going to stay with us, and that's it. I mean, a bunch of people that I know are coming, but we're going down. Can I get some intro music here? We're going down on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, I know which intro you want.
It's for Tommy. This is for Tommy.
Here we go. Keep talking, Melita.
Yeah, baby. It's Tickle. Tickle Me Tackle. Break out your feathers. See, that just kind of puts you in the groove, doesn't it? Tommy's asleep. Tommy, wake up. Wake up, Tommy.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to be on the road.
It would sound much better if I had a cold.
I know, I was initially thinking to say, well, maybe we should get one of them deep voice fellas on, like Juan, got a really deep kind of voice, and then make him say whatever we wanted him to say, but.
Because we could have broke out the whip.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We'd have been at our mercy.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only do we have a whip, we got a slap, too. So first we can do. And then
the whip and the bitch slap all together.
Poor Chip. Were we talking about anything? Yeah, we can all celebrate Valentine's Day together. We'll be down. I'm not sure if we're leaving Wednesday night or Thursday. But we'll be there sometime at some point or another on Thursday, which I guess is Valentine's Day. And it's kind of funny, too. It's my older daughter's birthday, and my daughter's like, you're going to be gone during my birthday. The child's going to be 23.
they never outgrow cake. Right, Chuck?
I don't think I've made that child a cake in a couple of years.
Oh, goodness. Oh, you know what I was going to do? My first order of business, I have it written down in my notes. That my first order of business was to get everyone in the chat room a red card.
They haven't done anything to deserve a red card.
No, we're going to use them as drink tokens.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so take your red card, go to your refrigerator. Oh, Dave's getting a little sassy.
Don't say that out loud. Then Chip is going to have to edit.
Oh, that's right.
You can say the slap, but not the first part of that. Because, you know, there's going to be a record of what we're saying, but there's going to be no record what goes on in the chat room. Once the show is over, the chat room is gone unless somebody is, you know, copying it or saving it somewhere. But we don't have to worry about that. Hey, how about this?
You better talk and I'll just stay in the chat room. See, I told you this was a mistake.
Yeah, well, just give them a free fall. They can say whatever they want in the chat room today. How's that?
Okay, maybe they can give me a red card.
Rob just said Chip is wondering what happened to his network. Well, it went to the... Oh, I'm going to push that other button again. Ready? All the fun out of it, Chris. What takes all the fun out of it? What if you're not getting any red cards? What is it? Either way I do it, I can't
do
it.
They want to be punished, Chris.
Well, I can do that. They can have the... Woo! There you go. How was that?
It was good for me.
Uh-huh. They're funny. Okay, so explain your game for tonight.
My game?
Well, you said you wanted to play a red card game.
Oh, no. It was just a drink token. Take your red cards. Go get your beverage of your choice. I'm much funnier when you're drunk.
Wow, Gator Dave, really? I see how it is when my husband is not here. Is your husband listening, Melita?
Well, when I first told my husband I was going to be on the radio, I said, honey, are you going to listen? He said, no, I'm going to sleep. But he's actually, he came in. He's cleaning all of our howl rods from Sunday. So he's sitting here. But he can't listen because I'm on the cell phone and I have the computer on mute so there's no feedback. So he's only hearing my side. He thinks I'm hilarious anyway.
Well, that's the way it should be. All husbands should think their wives are hilarious.
Yes, well, I trained them that way. My anniversary is next month, so.
Is it during the boondoggle?
It's after the boondoggle.
I'm going to push that.
We celebrate all February long.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Wow. Fishing? Oh, you guys want to talk about fishing? Melita, what kind of fish do you catch down in the back of your woods?
Well, Sunday I didn't catch anything, but I don't really fish during my events. So I just chat a lot. We catch reds and trout and flounder and drum.
That's for Mr. Tommy V. Do you guys have croaker down there?
Croaker? Yeah, we catch croaker.
Good-sized croaker?
Yeah. Whiting? I think whiting are in on the beach right now. Do y'all catch whiting?
No, we don't have whiting up here, but croaker, that's Tommy V's fish. That's our local Tidewater Howe chapter leader, Tom Vanderheiden. They'll just go crazy for some croaker, boy. You talk about croaker, and it is on. Tom will go fishing at times. We usually don't see him fishing, but, boy, croaker and Tom is fishing.
He loves them croakers, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I mean, and he'll put up pictures of croaker and how he picks the croaker on the grill and stuffed and cupcakes and unbelievable.
Funny. Well, I kind of know of a croaker hole down here, Tom, if you want to stop by Jacksonville on your way to What is this with you guys staying at the KOA? I'm not happy about the situation.
It's real, real simple, and I'm not going to lie. Comfort. Comfort, comfort, and more comfort. KOA was the next closest place that had cabins available, so we're staying in cabins, so we don't have to camp.
So are you guys coming to the No Motor Zone to fish, or are you going to stay and fish Mosquito Lagoon?
Well, I'm sure we will fish Mosquito Lagoon. I mean, we're down there, but we will be, I believe, everybody RSVP'd for Saturday and for the dinner. All of our group is going to that, so we'll be there. Yeah, I promise I'm going to take my daughter probably sightseeing one day or a half a day. My 12-year-old is traveling with us, so. That was her. But the number one reason, and pretty much all of Virginia has booked all the KOA cabins at this point. There's no KOA cabins available at this point.
Wow.
I think there's like 14 of us, and a couple of other people are coming in an RV that are staying on cars. Like I said.
All you need is a tent and some air mattresses. You're good to go.
No, I'll pass. I passed that point in my life where I will have to sleep on an air mattress. I'd like a little bit of comfort.
That's understandable.
Although I do have to say at this point, and I guess I kind of dropped the ball on that, I haven't booked anything for going down to the World Championship. And there's no cabins left available in that area that is suggested. So Mark and I might be keeping in my car.
Oh, my God.
For that tournament at this point, but I don't know. We'll see. I haven't told him that. Honey, I hope you're not listening. I'm sorry. I hope he's not listening, because this will be the way he found out his wife dropped the ball and hasn't made any sleeping arrangements for the championship yet.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, honey.
I'll
make up for it somehow. Here, I'll play some.
We don't want to know the details.
I'll play some more music. How's that?
Okay. I think you need a mattress for that.
A mattress is fine as long as it's not a blow up. Come on, guys. I know there have to be people. You're going to want to ask Melita some questions. You see her in the chat room all the time. Now is your opportunity to ask whatever it is you want to know. What is it that you want to know about Melita? Tickle me tackle. This is her. She is here.
This is your chance. Get
this
all the boring details.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer an 8. Although I can squeeze into a 7.5 shoe for if Tom wanted to know what size do I wear.
Wow. Really? That's all you got?
That's what he said.
Tommy Jighead would like to know.
And Chuck's leaving. I'm taking note of this, Chuck.
Wow.
I've been a big supporter of yours, mister.
Why would you want tickle tackle?
Oh, Tommy said, what is Tickle Me Tackle? Tickle Me Tackle started on Chuck's Monday Night Show, and he was trying to think of a name for a part of the store. I think he was talking about Kayak Spy Bow. Something to that. It's hard for me to listen to what's being said and type, and you know I really type a lot. But anyway, so he was trying to think of a name, and everybody was making suggestions, and Tickle Me Tackle just came to me because I'm kind of a smart aleck. See, I caught myself with my sense of humor, and it kind of took off. But now, if you really think about Tickle Me Tackle, with a feather and a hook. That's a great name for a fly fishing shop. Am I right or am I right?
I think it would be a great name for a fly fishing shop. Tom V also has another question. He wants to know, what do you paddle?
What do I paddle?
Your boat, your kayak.
Oh, I have a Jackson Cuda 14. She's a gorgeous urban camo. Sleek line.
I like that. Wow.
Yes. She performs well. She's fast.
Uh-huh. It's
yes, I like it.
You know, because when I talk about my Tegras, I refer to the boat as she, the Lady Tegras, the ultimate Lady Tegras. That's party.
Right?
Huh.
It's a she because she never lets me down.
That's right. Don Paredes would like to know, also another fellow Virginian, are you making cupcakes for the boondoggle?
Don types with his toes. He's very impressive. Yes, Don, I'm making cupcakes for the boondoggle. I don't know how many I'm going to make because I don't know how I keep them cool enough. I make homemade buttercream frosting, and as Mrs. Vanderheiden could tell you, you have to keep that stuff cool or else it'll just melt down to anything. So Chuck has offered his Orca cooler, but I'm not sure how many it will hold. Normally for one of our HOW events, I make at least 48 for our people. So I don't know how many I would need. 100?
You're probably going to need more. Did you see at this point, we're pretty much darn close to 200 people, Melita.
Well, I got to feed everybody.
Well, no, if you just bring them over to KOA, Don Paredes is going to be staying with us at KOA. Tom Vanderheiden and his lovely wife, Debbie, is going to be at KOA with us. So if you just want to come on over to KOA and just party with us, that's just fine.
I might have to do that.
But here, I got some more questions.
Okay.
Also from Tom Vanderheiden, wants to know your worst day on the water.
My worst day?
Uh-huh.
My worst day on the water did not involve a kayak. It involved a boat, which my cousin was captaining in Pensacola, and we had not been out fishing there very often, and we went out one evening for supposed to be a little quick trip by Fort Pickens. I don't know if y'all are familiar with the area. Anyways, it's a very deep pass by Fort Pickens, so we went out that way and fished and stayed too long, and on the way, oh, by the way, we had all of our kids with us, and on the way back, it started getting very dark, and my cousin was driving the boat, and it started to pour, like, out of the blue, just raining so hard, and the boat started filling up with water, and it was not draining. It was a good-sized boat. It had to be 23, 24 feet long boat, and the water wasn't going anywhere. And so we kept trying to talk to my cousin about the situation without freaking out all the kids. And all of a sudden, my cousin turned around and was like, oh, my God, we're sleeping. And he started telling the kids to put on their life jackets. And he says, and when we sink, they'll sink in the water and start paddling towards the light.
Oh, wow.
It was horrible. Come to find out, we just... Once my husband, you know, went around the boat with a light, there was like a bag stuck in the drain plug, and he pulled it out, and all the water gushed out of it, and it was perfectly fine. But from here on out, I never get in a boat with my cousin captaining again. It's just not good times.
Here's another question from Gene. Gene would like to know about the snook you catch in your area and the biggest snook you ever caught.
I have never caught a snook, Gene. It's on my list.
Wow.
But, I haven't seen snook up this way. Have you? Now, Charlie says he hasn't either, but Cruz in the chat room, and he's a whole family of fishermen, too. Cruz, you ever catch snook up here?
Jean just said we need to fix that.
Yes, yes, I'm all down for fixing that, Jean.
Hey,
and
Melina,
Harpin.
Mark is in the
and
chat
Acobia.
Room. Mark is in the chat room.
Uh-oh.
I wonder at what
I'm being good.
I wonder at what point Mark tuned in. I wonder if he heard me say that we didn't have no sleeping accommodations for the staff. I don't know, honey.
Maybe.
Can you hear us? Give us a sign if you can hear us, or if you're just in the chat room. Can you hear us? Just give us a sign, any kind of sign.
Maybe he needs a spanking.
Yeah, I was gonna go. I'm trying to find that button. Here's the. Honey!
He says he may have been here all along.
Town is clear. Have you been drinking, honey, something foreign over there? Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Melita, here's another question for you. What do you have in your purse?
What do I have what?
What do you have in your purse?
In my purse?
In your purse.
It's boring. Yeah, I got a wallet and my keys and some sugar treatment, lip treatment. You gotta have it. I'm
really? That's it? You don't have anything unusual?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Leatherman?
No.
Super glue? Something. Rubber bands? Hair bands? Maybe
no,
a jig head, 9mm Tommy jig head just said.
No, we're prohibited from bringing firearms to work, Tommy. Sorry.
I carry tools.
No.
I have
no Jimmy Hoffa's body, nothing. I don't even have a lottery ticket in there.
Wow. What's your biggest vice?
My biggest vice?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got one. Beer?
No, I don't drink beer.
Tom Bundine asked earlier, how many beers can you drink?
I can't. I really don't like beer. I know.
Oh.
Now, but me and the captain... Evan Morgan. There you go. It's Malibu and pineapple, baby girl. You see my daughter? She knows. She knows. Tequila makes my clothes fall off, Dave. You're not getting any tequila in me.
Wow.
It's a song.
Okay. Next. Any other questions? She's going streaking, Dawn Paredes. Dawn, are you coming alone? Are you coming alone to the boondoggle? This should be fun. Dawn is the other artist who has been mistaken. Well, yeah, he's been mistaken for Rob Choi, where somebody went straight up to Dawn Paredes and asked if he was the artist. So Dawn offers at this point to make crayons.
It's because we're Asian, isn't it, Dawn?
I wasn't going to say
we
that.
We all look alike.
You said that. You went there. He goes, yep. Wow.
Everyone thought my husband and I were brother and sister in high school. We just started saying yes.
Really? I bet you
yes.
That's some freaky conversations at times where people must think the oddest things if they think you're brother and sister.
Yes. Well, I started dating him when I was 14, and he was 16. So we've been together a long time. So we might look alike by now.
Huh. We want to see pictures.
I think I even have some flashback pictures on my Facebook account. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, you are missing out. That's all I post.
I'm friends with you on Facebook. I've seen some of your bakings. It seems these days that's all I'm focused on, the food pictures people are putting up.
I just made some cinnamon toast crunch cupcake sundae.
It's just terrible, terrible. This dieting is killing me, I tell you. Just earlier on the way, Girl Scouts, I was thinking, I need some sugar. I want some sugar.
Chris, do you eat fish?
Yeah, I eat fish. Why? Oh, you're asking because Mark and I generally don't keep fish?
Yeah.
Last year, Amara, how many fish did we keep last year?
One.
One fish. That was Amara's very first keeper-sized flounder.
And it was good.
I do eat fish, and somebody just recently gave us some striper rockfish. I just, honestly, Melita, for me, I like to catch, photo, and release. I just don't like killing the fish. I like eating the fish. I like taking pictures of the fish. Ideally, I like to take pictures and let the fish go and eat somebody else's fish. I just don't like, you know.
We did our first kill tournament last year. When we went to Texas, it was a kill tournament. And it felt so wrong to bring in the fish. Because every tournament we've done has been photo catch and release, and it just felt so weird bringing in the fish. You know, they all went to a good cause, to a food bank or a food house or, you know, something like that. But it just felt weird doing it that way.
In general, there's only one kill tournament that Mark and I fish, and the only reason we fish that particular event is it's a club challenge. And TKA, the local kayak fishing club, is the only one that is invited. Otherwise than that, all the other clubs are boats. So that is pretty much the only kill tournament that we do. But otherwise than that, we try to avoid them. Actually, we're quite really looking forward to the Adventure Fishing World Championship, because believe it or not, that is an artificial only tournament, no bait. So majority of time, 99.9% of the time when Mark and I fish. We fish with artificials. I'm sorry, he just sent me a private message, which is not fit for broadcasting live. Thanks, honey. So.
Is he holding out on us?
No, he's messing
with me. If it's bad, I want to hear it.
He's messing with me with private messages. He's trying to get a reaction out of me to see how I react.
So you're anti-bait?
Wow. Look, Melita, I want you to know at the highest at the chat room tonight, we had 28 people. We're still at 24. And we're really not even talking about fishing. That's funny.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Here, let's push some more buttons just because Chip gave us the buttons. Here's a good one. Everybody, wake up.
Makes me want bacon for some reason. I don't know.
Bacon?
But then you can never go wrong with bacon.
No bait, but you can smother something in fish. They're funny. I am not clicking on that. There's something. Somebody put a picture up of something.
A flooded hockey rink.
Wow, dog.
You got me, Rob. Wow.
Bacon cupcakes. Actually, our local bakery did bacon something, caramel crunch cupcakes.
You can make candied bacon.
Does that sound good? I don't know. Bacon cupcakes.
Did somebody get a red card?
Oh, yes, someone got a red card. I can't even repeat what he said.
Don?
But I'm going to do it again just because.
Wow.
Come on.
Well, if you are all staying at the KOA, how am I supposed to cook for you?
Yeah, we're pretty much, I would say 85% of the Virginia troop is staying on KOA.
And how many Virginia people are coming?
I think we're, as far as traveling together, we're a group of 12 plus two. And then there's several that are staying at Carr. So I think there might be about 20 altogether, 20 Virginia that are from this area.
I miss Virginia.
You know, the last couple of days, the weather was absolutely incredible. Yesterday was 77. But then today, it all went downhill, back down to 50.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't deal with that. But
now,
we plan to come to the TKAA this year.
You are? Let me.
My honey and I.
You should try to come up a day or two early. I don't know. Maybe Tom can say something. Is Jim Dolan coming to the TKA tournament this year? You should come a day early. I'd take a day off, Melita, if you guys come early, and we'll take you, Mark and I, take you guys fishing.
Oh, that sounds like a plan. It's a date. Let's talk about fishing for a minute.
Okay.
And the kind of fishing I want to talk about is, when someone invites you to go fishing with them, okay, Chris, you and I are a married couple fishing duo, right? So when we go fishing, we always go fishing with our husbands.
No.
So when someone said, no?
No. I don't.
Cheating on Mark. Mark, cover your ears, Mark. You've been cheating on Mark.
Mark knows that if I have the opportunity to go fishing, whether it is with him or without him, I will.
You've been tickling somebody else's tackle? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I'll take anybody's tackle. Mark knows that, too. If I see something in their tackle box and they're about willing to give it up, mm-hmm. I'll touch somebody else.
Tom says, don't touch the worm.
I mean, it's the same thing. Mark will go fishing, you know, or lots of times where it's at, why don't you go with the boys? You know, sometimes I feel like a little bit of an intruder here and there. I can't say otherwise. And I think sometimes they would behave differently if I wasn't there. And then there's other times where I think they behave badly just because I am there. But, you know.
Okay, so when people say, come go fishing with me, I really don't know how to react to that. Okay, I've been with my husband since I was 14. Are you like on a fishing date? Am I expected to like do something? Because I go and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, let's go fishing. And I have this, you know, personal space thing, although I'm a hugger. I have a personal space thing, so I'm like, oh, I can't get too close to them because, you know, it's their personal space and I don't want to be crowding them. And so I'm like, well, how far is far enough that
you can't really talk?
And are you supposed to talk the whole time?
Melita,
it's a lot of pressure.
First of all, if you're fishing with me and you're talking, all of a sudden you're going to see me paddle away. Because if you're close to me and you're fishing, you're talking my head off, you better get away. And I'll tell you to shut up because I'm there to fish, not to make small talk. However, it all depends on how well do you know the people. Like Tommy V, for instance. Tommy V, he'll come right up and he'll give you a hug. And that's it, you know. It depends.
That's it? You only get a hug? He won't tell you your favorite fishing spots or anything?
Well, sometimes I have the impression that people do ask me to go fishing because they think I'm going to take them to, like, Mark's and I spot. It's a fine line. You know, it's a gut instinct kind of thing. How well do you know the people that you're going to fish with?
Tom's getting sassy.
Yeah, I see that. But I can tell you, I mean, and Tom is a hugger. You're a hugger, you know, and I wouldn't think nothing of it, honestly. I don't think anybody local, no. Oh, there might be the one or two oddballs in between where I would think, yuck. And I probably would just decline. I would go with gut instinct and how well you know the people. He's not a groper. You've never groped me. Or maybe you don't like to grope me, but never mind.
Maybe you should be offended.
Yeah, maybe I should be offended now. Because in general, and most people know, and probably Tom Von Ryan is the only one I tolerate it from, but in general, I'm not a big, touchy, huggy, feely kind of person. But, like I said, it would be a gut instinct. Hey, Gene, why don't you chime in on that? It would
Gene,
be interesting.
Are you a hugger?
Yeah, it would be interesting because Gene, I think Gene fishes alone a lot, too. Like I said, and one of the reasons I have the Tegras, the whole point of me getting the Tegras is that I had...
She's a hugger.
Irish, Gene is a hugger. See? Oh, yeah, when Chip came up to me at the boondoggle, I'm like, who the hell are you? He didn't say, hi, my name is Chip Gibson. I didn't know these people.
Are we going to get name tags? Because I'm really bad about remembering it.
No, yeah, name tags would be helpful. Chip, I think all the fishing radio hosts should have something really special, like maybe with some gold glitter or something that identifies us as kayak fishing radio hosts. Tommy B said, hell no. What, you don't want to know who you are? Wow.
Well, you'll be the one doing the Tommy all night long. Yes.
They're funny.
Don,
well,
there'll be three Filipinos in the group, and you and I will be two of them.
Y'all are related. There's no problem. Y'all be Rob Choi.
Yes, we will be Rob.
Really, Rob? You don't like people touching you? I didn't have that impression.
Who does it? Who does it?
Rob, Bad Bad Cat. Rob DeVore. Chip Gibson, we'll mix them up in a hat and wear what you get. That's pretty funny.
Can we just, instead of name tags, can we just write hugger, not hugger? Because, you know, I'd rather forget your name than accidentally touch you and get, like, a punch in the nose or something.
That'd be pretty, that would be the first name tags ever. But, you know, it wouldn't make no difference what Tom Vanderheide gets. He'd hug you regardless.
Tom's going to get one that says, I'm a groper.
I can tell you, I've known Tom now for a couple of years. He is not a groper. Here, let's push another button just because I haven't tried this one. Oh, that was bomb.
What was that?
Bomb. Lefty is what? T-shirts with hugs and no hugs. Yeah, Lefty, that's my man crush, my fishing man crush. Yeah, you go ahead. You grope my husband. He'll enjoy that. Mark is a touchy-feely kind of guy.
Mark is?
My husband? Oh, yeah. He'll grab right up and hug, and he'll snuggle his head right on somebody's shoulder and stuff and do the back patting kind of thing. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, then you got to tell us how this whole thing between you and him happened. And if you were like, talk to the hand, and he was like, no, honey, let me hug you.
You know, it's
actually, must have been awkward.
Do you want to know how Mark and I met? I tell you. You know, Mark and I only been married like a year and a half now, but Mark and I actually met at work. His boss was doing a job for my boss, so he was around for quite a few months. And it was, in general, very professional. You know, I liked him. He was interested, but face it, he was working for me at the time. You know, I looked at his booty when he was going up the stairs kind of thing, but never said anything. Ever. And he was wearing shorts in the summer sometimes, too, and I was like, mm-hmm. But anyways, so after Mark left, after they were done with the job, I sent him a text message. I said, good morning, sunshine, because it was kind of strange. All of a sudden, they were gone, and I kind of missed them. It was kind of, you know, but that's how Mark and I really, you know, met.
Mm.
That one.
Stuff goes on in the workplace.
Well,
one minute you're on a coffee break, the next minute you know you got to get married.
How did I get? He worked for me, so I had his number.
So it was sexual harassment, that's what you're telling us?
No. I don't think there were no improprieties whatsoever, none, while he was working for me at the job. I don't think he felt sexually harassed. I don't think he knew I looked up a short. He would have never known had I not told him, I don't think. Not to Willie. Yeah, here, let's play that music again. Since he's in another country and stuff, Melita, maybe you can think of something funny to say to the music. Ready? Here we go.
Some days, you just go to work. Other days, someone's lifting up your skirt. If you can relate, you may be a loser. One innocent coffee break. Next thing you know, it's Tickle Me Tackle.
You know, we pretty much filled up an hour, Melita.
It's been an hour already. I have 4 pages of notes, so we didn't even go over.
Well, go ahead. What else would you like to talk about? Of course, you know, I just noticed, you know, depending on what everybody wants, but you're more than welcome to come back on next week because Mark is still out of country.
Oh, how was that full body cavity search, Mark?
I don't think he had one.
Oh, maybe on the way back. Do you want me to call somebody?
Actually, it's kind of funny. We know somebody, although I don't know if Jay's here, that works for the TSA here in Norfolk, maybe on the way home. He doesn't get...
Just flying back to Norfolk directly?
No, I don't think so.
He said he hasn't sat down for days.
Hey, Melita, you want to come back on next week? Gene, are you available? If you want to dial in, we do another chick show.
Maybe we can trade places, Gene.
Yeah, Gene, no, we can all three talk. Since Melita still has notes, I'll just shut up and... Another one, is that a good thing? Who is Heavy Meat Fishing? Heavy Meat Fishing, that is his name, right? Heavy Meat Fishing. What, you don't like the women? I'm thinking about it. Can I use her notes? Gene would like to do it, but she wants your notes, Melita. Wow.
I'll email them to you.
My feelings are really, really hurt. Somebody just said, Mark, get home quick. They're taking over. Only one more week.
Tom says he's going shopping. Ooh, buy me something.
Are you going Tickle Me Tackle shopping? I can give you a list for the tackle show. For the tackle
yes.
shop, that's where you're going. Yeah, Mark will need Pepto 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, how about that? If you guys are game, we'll do another chick show. Gene is going to call in, and we'll see who else we can find. So Gene can tell us all about snook fishing and how to catch snook. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Awesome. So we have a deal. So next week will be the triple chick show. I never said for sure. Oh, come on, Gene.
Come on, Gene.
There's a whole bunch of local people that would love to hear from you.
Gene.
See? Threesome. Yeah, we can do the chick threesome.
It's a threesome. It's a romantic call.
Where else are you going to get 3 women at the same time?
Well, I know this corner.
Well, anyways, with that, let's wrap it up. Thank you so very, very much for playing along, Melita. And I'm really looking forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. It's been awesome. I would, I guess I should thank some sponsors. Do we have sponsors? Well, you know.
My doll.
Yeah. And this show was brought to you by Go Girl. No, I'm just kidding.
Go Girl.
Anyway, y'all, on a serious side of note, remember, safety, and take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Again, thank you so much, Melita. And remember, people, next week, Melita, Gene, and Chris. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.